Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The CRO's Guide to Winning in Private Equity by J.D. Miller is a practical business and leadership guide for chief revenue officers and senior sales leaders working inside private equity-backed companies, positioned as a roadmap rather than a theory book. It focuses on the realities of operating in high-pressure environments where boards demand predictability, fast execution, and clear accountability for revenue outcomes. Drawing on Miller's experience as a CRO and operating advisor, the book emphasizes the disciplines that help revenue leaders avoid short tenures and build credibility: realistic forecasting, direct board communication, and a data-grounded diagnosis of what is truly limiting growth. It also addresses the leadership shift required when moving from individual sales success to building durable systems across teams, including how to align sales and marketing around shared revenue goals. Overall, it aims to help CROs translate private equity expectations into concrete operating practices that drive performance and staying power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, board communication as a CRO survival skill. A central theme is that CRO success in private equity settings is inseparable from how they communicate with the board and owners. The book underscores that credibility is built through clarity and timeliness, especially when results are trending off plan. In PE-backed companies, boards often prioritize early visibility into risk over optimistic narratives because portfolio-level decisions depend on accurate information. Miller's guidance, as reflected in interviews about the book, stresses that delivering bad news late is more damaging than delivering it early with a grounded explanation and a corrective plan. This makes forecasting and communication a combined discipline. A CRO must be able to explain what is happening in the pipeline, why it is happening, and what actions will change the trajectory. The practical implication is a shift from defensive reporting to proactive leadership, where the CRO sets expectations, frames trade-offs, and stays aligned with what the board cares about. For sales leaders used to internal management rhythms, the book reframes board communication as an operating cadence that can extend tenure and unlock support for the right investments. Secondly, realistic forecasting and showing the weather. The book highlights forecasting as a high-leverage capability in private equity environments, not just a finance requirement. Miller argues for realism over optimism because forecast accuracy shapes hiring, spend, and strategic decisions in a compressed value creation timeline. A recurring idea in his public discussions is that CROs who can show the weather, meaning they can reliably predict outcomes and communicate leading indicators, earn trust that protects them during inevitable volatility, rather than treating the forecast as a single number. The emphasis is on understanding the underlying drivers: pipeline quality, conversion rates, sales cycle dynamics, and capacity. This approach discourages sandbagging and wishful thinking alike, pushing leaders toward transparent assumptions and consistent definitions that withstand scrutiny. In practice, it encourages CROs to build a forecasting process that is repeatable and auditable, so the organization can distinguish between execution issues and market realities. The broader takeaway is that forecasting is also leadership. It forces alignment on what good looks like, creates shared accountability across functions, and enables earlier course corrections when performance drifts from plan. Thirdly, diagnosing the true revenue constraint. Another core topic is problem diagnosis. Companies often misidentify what is actually broken in the revenue engine. Miller uses a data-first lens to caution against defaulting to common explanations like weak sales execution or underperforming reps without validating the constraint. In public commentary connected to the book, he describes cases where win rates were healthy, implying sales ability was not the primary issue, and the real bottleneck was lead generation or pipeline creation. The value of this framing is that it prevents costly misfires, such as reorganizing the sales team when the actual need is improved demand generation, clearer positioning, or better qualification. The book's orientation is practical. Identify symptoms, inspect the funnel metrics that matter, and decide whether the limitation sits in marketing, sales development, sales process, pricing, or customer fit. For PE-backed firms, this diagnostic discipline matters because time and capital are finite, and leadership teams are expected to prioritize actions that produce measurable impact quickly. The CRO is positioned as the executive who must separate narratives from signals and drive the organization toward the right fix. Fourthly, from top performer to scalable sales leader. Miller also addresses the leadership transition. Many CROs face excellence, as an individual seller does not automatically translate into the ability to build and lead an organization. The book reinforces that private equity owners are buying outcomes, which requires systems, talent development, and consistent execution at scale. In related discussions, Miller highlights the idea that top performers are not always the best leaders, pointing to the different skills involved: coaching, setting standards, creating accountability, and building a culture that can survive rapid growth and change. The book's practical stance favors repeatable operating practices over heroic individual effort. It encourages CROs to teach and multiply capability through structured development methods, including the Watch 1, Do 1, Teach 1 concept he references publicly. That approach aligns with scaling goals because it turns expertise into a transferable process rather than an individual advantage. The broader theme is that CROs increase enterprise value when they create a revenue organization that performs without constant personal intervention. In PE settings, that scalability is not optional. It is a requirement for hitting targets and making the company more durable for the next phase of ownership. Lastly, aligning sales and marketing through a unified revenue motion, a notable emphasis in Miller's broader work and reflected in coverage around the book, is the need to unify sales and marketing into a single revenue system. In many companies, especially during fast growth or transformation, these functions operate with mismatched goals, definitions, and incentives. The book ties CRO effectiveness to the ability to eliminate these silos and build shared accountability for pipeline and revenue outcomes. This alignment is especially important in private equity contexts, where leadership teams must demonstrate predictable growth and reduce execution risk. A unified approach typically requires agreement on target customer profiles, consistent qualification standards, and a shared view of funnel health, rather than isolated dashboards and competing interpretations. It also supports better diagnosis, because it becomes easier to see whether pipeline problems are created upstream or downstream. While the book is aimed at CROs, the implication is cross-functional revenue performance is a system outcome, not just a sales team outcome. By focusing on alignment, the CRO can translate board expectations into coordinated execution, ensuring that marketing inputs, sales capacity, and forecasting assumptions reinforce each other instead of working at cross purposes. In conclusion, this book is best suited for current and aspiring CROs, VPs of sales, and revenue-focused general managers working in or preparing for private equity-backed operating environments. It will also be useful for operating partners and board members who want a clearer view of what strong revenue leadership looks like beyond headline growth targets. The practical benefit is its focus on the high-friction moments that determine CRO effectiveness, building trust through transparent board communication, forecasting with discipline, and accurately diagnosing the real constraint in the revenue engine before prescribing solutions. It also offers intellectual value by reframing the CRO role as a systems leader rather than a superseller, emphasizing scalability, delegation, and cross-functional alignment as value creation tools. Compared with general sales leadership books, it stands out by foregrounding the private equity context's compressed timelines, heightened scrutiny, and the need for predictable execution. Instead of treating sales growth as purely a sales problem, it treats revenue performance as an operating model problem, where marketing, sales, and leadership cadence must be integrated. For readers navigating PE pressure, that positioning makes the guidance more immediately actionable than broad, one-size-fits-all sales playbooks. If you would like to support J.D. Miller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.